What is up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media J podcast. This is your host, Jaden Gimbel. Let's get started. So we're going to jump right into it. I'm with my buddy, Casey. He's my roommate, and he's going to ask me questions on how to build your social media presence. So, introduce yourself and shoot away.
All right, what's up, guys? My name is Casey Zander. I guess a bit of a background with me. So I have an online health and fitness coaching business, and I use social every single day. You know, I use Facebook and Instagram, you know, podcasts from time to time, blogs. So I'm very familiar with the platform, but there's just a few, you know, key things that I don't know and that I'm trying to just figure out as I go along with it, because the thing is social can be really confusing. So I wanted to ask Jaden today, you know, I know him and he's a social media expert, and I want to figure out what it is that, you know, he does differently than me. So what, you know, one of the main things I'm trying to figure out is what makes a picture get a lot of likes, in your opinion?
Definitely picture quality. I'd start with having a high def camera. Even something as simple as having an iPhone 10 with new cameras in them, 4K video. Building content with that, I would say don't go underneath probably an iPhone 9. I wouldn't even use an iPhone 9, but you're gonna start seeing the effects of innovation with the camera between phones with that. And the thing with my phone is I have an iPhone 10, so I already have it all. So that's nice to have. So that's why I'm building my content and it's looking good. Obviously, you can go out and find any kind of camera. You could probably find a cheap one that's pretty good, around $250 or $300, and start shooting with that. But I'm telling you guys, without an innovative phone camera, don't be posting something if you have an iPhone 7. Have a friend take a picture that has an iPhone 10.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting the quality.
Or a real camera, right?
Or a real camera. Yeah, that's what I usually shoot with. But when you don't have the camera with you, you know, you gotta bring out the phone.
The content's worth the improvise.
But I mean, that's just one thing, and then the caption is another thing. Like, you need to just engage. Find a way to engage with your niche that you're trying to target, and also just be reliable on there and be consistent.
So is there a benefit to people posting on social even if they don't necessarily have a business? Is there a benefit as to building just your name in general?
Yes, you're building a brand. You're starting out with, I'm going to say this here first, and you guys are going to hopefully remember it forever, because with your Instagram account, your main motto should be like, I want people to know who I am. I want people to like what I'm doing, and I also want them to trust you. Trust me. So when I'm posting this, I'm thinking that constantly, and I'm building a brand for myself. So my niche can't be all around the world. It has to be something. And what mine is I just like to take nice photos. I don't like to take like weird friend photos and flipping beer cans. That's not what I'm doing. I'm making professionally edited photos. Like, I'm using Lightroom. I'm using any kind of filter that you can find, honestly, that fits what you're trying to do is the way to go. And on from that, you build a caption for what the picture's saying, because a picture's worth a million words. And I feel like people are not really understanding how to work a caption. And I'm telling you, just ask a question. If you're struggling, just ask a question, because you're gonna get engagement out of that. And that's the simplest thing that I go to, is if I can't figure something out, I ask a question, because then you're getting something in their head, thinking a little bit, and they're there for another 5 seconds because they're thinking about, oh, how do I answer this?
So you're trying to essentially attract attention.
Yeah.
It's good to get
that's
attention.
That's what it is.
Which makes sense, because it's like, you know, if you can't get attention to yourself, you can't really get, if you would ever want to grow a business or have something like that, you can't really do it, right?
Yeah, isn't that what everyone wants, is attention and to end up being on a billboard saying, oh, I'm making all this money. Yeah. Okay. But like, that's not reality. I mean, it's a grind, guys. It's not just overnight. So I just want you guys to know that right away, because it's been a little over a year for me. And I mean, it's starting to pop off now. And that's what I'm passionate for it. And that's why I'm bringing you this podcast today.
Right. So business, Facebook and Instagram versus personal. If I'm, let's say I'm just like, let's say I have a business, you know, but I already have a following on my personal. Should I just start posting my business content right to my personal stuff, you think? Or would you start a whole new page?
I'd definitely start a whole new page for your personal, so people can, again, know, like, and trust you just off of your personal life. So they see what's going on behind doors other than what your business is. So you're posting transformations on your Instagram and posting your lifts and stuff and your videos to help build, I mean, to entertain that audience that you've already made.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a business, you're a fitness coach.
Right.
So shy off of that, build another audience for your personal brand with people you know, family, friends. And I mean, if they're seeing content on there, they're seeing, I mean, you're opening up so many other doors to just being CZ Fitness.
Right.
You're Casey Zander then.
Yeah, that makes sense. And people like the human aspect of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you're also engaging with your family, your friends, your people around you in your local community.
Right.
And I mean, that's only going to build another audience for you to end up trying to make money or even convert those people to your fitness plans.
Right. Because with me, like, I actually had two Instagrams way back in the day when I first started my business. I had two of them. You know, I just had my normal name for my personal. And it got to the point where, you know, I kind of felt weird because I was just like, you know, I didn't know. And back then, you know, I was only like 19, 20. And I didn't know if I should have two. So I ended up erasing my personal.
Biggest mistake ever.
Yeah, I would have to build. I kind of regret it too, because there's a lot of good old photos on that. But yeah, I don't know. I think people want to use it more, and they just a lot of times don't know what to actually use it for. That's the thing. Because, you know, what's your thoughts on like being portrayed a certain way? Because like you said, you know, a picture says a thousand things. So, you know, people are gonna get preconceived notions about you before they've known you in real life. So what does a person do with that?
They're gonna have to get over it, how you're gonna be portrayed, because I mean, there's gonna be people out there that aren't gonna like what you're doing, or they're gonna be jealous. And I mean, honestly, just sweep them to the side. It doesn't matter, because you're out there. If you're putting in the work that you're presumably doing, it's for something, and you're using your time. And if they're gonna go and bash it, like, they're really not even worth it.
Like,
why are you following me? Why are you liking my pictures? Like, mm-hmm. If you're gonna say that about me.
Yeah. So what's the difference? What type of mindset is somebody in, do you think, on Facebook versus Instagram? Like, what type of content gets better consumption for engagement on each platform?
I definitely think that on Facebook especially, you're trying to engage through post and written content, and also maybe have a picture with it. But people are most likely gonna read your caption or your post on Facebook compared to Instagram, just because, I don't know, if you look at Instagram, you get that read more aspect, and then you don't get the people to do that.
Instagram's like a quicker swipe, you're saying?
Yeah, but definitely Facebook is a more informative platform. I feel like most mentors and learning people or influencers that are trying to teach people things go on Facebook. And I mean, they build their audience on there, and then they kind of wave it on over to Instagram, and they generate it through there, because the ad platform on Facebook is unbelievable.
So then what about, where does LinkedIn fall into that?
Oh, LinkedIn is totally, I mean, I'm not really an expert on LinkedIn. It's a business kind of social media. So like businesses are posting like stuff that is going on maybe in their office, or maybe they got an award for something. They're posting like achievements and stuff like that, and then they also use it to look for future prospects to maybe like get a job somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a job finding place.
Okay.
It's a search engine for people that are looking for jobs. And I mean, you have a LinkedIn account and you have a page, and if you're employed, you're employed, and you can mm-hmm. say where you've been employed, and it's kind of just like a business Facebook of like a resume.
Okay. Would you recommend, like, you know, for like, let's use me for an example with my fitness business. So do you think I should just, I mean, post all different types of content to all these platforms, or do I really zone in on just one or a couple?
Definitely find your niche and then build off of that, because I mean, if you're all over the place, no one's gonna stay focused on what you're doing. You need to focus on the fitness. You need to stick with what the zero cardio, the weight loss, the macro plan. You need to stick with that, and I mean, you're gonna learn more information over and over again once you get the people to purchase or convert to your plan.
But with that, do you think it's best just to stay with probably like Facebook and Instagram then? You think it's
probably, I mean, those are probably my, you got to get yourself on as many platforms as you can that fit your niche. Like,
okay, however, just garnish all of it to the niche.
How you're trying to basically feed your information to people. So if you're trying to feed people through emotion and text, you're going to go to Twitter, because you're basically connecting with people that are looking to read and be positively motivated. Right. That's how I found it. Is like, I'm not really looking for, well, I guess I go on Twitter for a little bit of news to see what's trending. And mm-hmm. but other than that, I mean, when I'm on Twitter, I'm usually only seeing motivational posts, like
vibe Twitter, posts. Twitter's short. You got the character limit amount too, yeah. Right?
That's kind of something else that's limited with there. But I mean, they got other things like Periscope. It's a live streaming thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a thing that I think Twitter actually purchased Periscope, so they're running that on there.
And see, what I think is kind of interesting is how, obviously, you know, a lot of these platforms are kind of in, not competition with each other, but at the same time, you know, each platform wants your attention the most. And, you know, it's funny because, like, before YouTube was the place for videos, and now it's like, well, now Facebook has Facebook Watch, but now on Instagram there's also IGTV.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, it gets hard, I feel like, for a lot of content creators to know what to go on or try to hit all of them, or then they start spreading their time thin. But I like what you said about, you know, just focus on the niche, you know, like do what works to help your niche the best.
Yeah.
And I like that too, because I feel like that makes it less about me or less about the person posting and more so about the actual audience.
Yeah.
You know, what your people
want. And I mean, you're looking at it kind of from a business standpoint with that.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I use it for.
You know who the CEO of Facebook is, right?
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep.
And then Twitter's Jack Dorsey.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. He owns Twitter, but I mean, if you guys are listening to this, I definitely think that you guys should either friend or follow both of those CEOs, because you get up to date notices on what's going on with Facebook, what's going on with Twitter, and that information can end up maybe booming your social media. Say that one of these CEOs ends up making another platform and you're the first to be on it and first to start running ads or even building content for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to be the first to the punch, because I mean, you think about everything. If you get to it too late, like even take for example, like a golf shop in your local area. If you already have one, I mean, they've already built the trust for the people that are purchasing that.
Right.
That there, and if that was the only place to get it, that's the only place they're gonna go because they're familiar with it.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good plan. I mean, I think I'll definitely start to build more of a personal one. And that way, you know, I think too, like, if your ultimate goal, I feel like, or my ultimate goal then is to essentially build more business, you know, if that added layer of, you know, person-to-person interaction or feeling, as big of a feeling as you can possibly get through a screen, you know,
yeah,
as much as I could get through that, is probably best. So I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, you gotta connect with your followers and your audience at the right time. It's not going to be the right time every time. You gotta, if you're trying to convert them, you have to also factor in emotion, like how they're feeling at that exact time. If they're really feeling like, for example, do they want to go and get on a CZ Fitness plan at around 11 p.m.? Right. Do you think they're thinking about going and getting on a fitness plan?
You got to optimize what's best for them.
Yeah. And I mean, there maybe are a few people out there that are looking to do that. But I mean, that just take that for example. Like, with you, honestly, I'm the 7:30 guy. I'm the guy that posts at 7:30 every time I post.
P.M.?
But for you, with your business, I think you should be posting in the morning. Like, even as early as you can, like 8 o'clock. Like, when people...
Get out there right away.
Yeah, when people are waking up and just getting to work, checking their Facebook feed.
Good point. I got to do that. I'm setting a reminder.
I like that.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be effective, but, I mean, that's just an example. Like, you gotta know your audience, and you got to know when they're feeling certain ways, how they're feeling. And then off of that, you can maybe end up sliding into their DMs, or, like, you have the live chat set up on your web page.
I do.
And you see when people are visiting your website. So maybe slide in and say, good morning. And then say something afterwards. Saw you reviewing my page. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Mm-hmm. That's just that.
It's a great day today, or something like that. I mean, right. I'm just rambling off things because, I mean, there's all sorts of different ways that you can do it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, cool. I mean, honestly, those are the main questions I had, and I like it. I mean, yeah, it's good. I got some good clarification out of it, and
yeah, I'm sure there'll be more. And I mean, the back and forth between me and you with the ideas is, I mean, it can be a bad thing, and it can be a really good thing.
Yeah, we can definitely fill minutes if we need to.
I mean, the idea is to get as many ideas through your head and different perspectives. So
right.
We can end that here. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you guys haven't already followed my page, it's Social Media J on Facebook and Instagram. Also, if you want to like this podcast, make sure you do that and subscribe. It was fun talking to you guys, and I hope you guys have a good one, and have a great night.